So, Siv, yesterday I was in Detroit, you know.
Yes.
And I was with Ford, and Ford has the we've been talking about the HBCU challenge.
Yes.
Where students win all this scholarship money. And on the phone right now is Raj Register, Multicultural Communications Manager for Ford and Lincoln Motor Company. Hey, Raj, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, and I'm doing fine. And the winner was from Prairie View. And these gentlemen, they had a project from Prairie View. Let me just let him explain it, because his name is Fred Okafor. He's one of four members of Triple E. They won the $75,000 scholarship. And Fred, what was your project all about?
Okay, so it's called Triple E, and really what it does is three digital meters, and they are all included on your home. They're water. Well, the first thing is water, the second one's gas, and the third one's electricity. And what it does is this. We install them into people's homes, businesses, or any type of, like, you know, industry area, and meters will actually account for how much water, electricity, and gas is going through your home, which is sent to a server and then to an app on your phone or a tablet. And really what will happen is it will let you read in real time on your phone or tablet how much energy you're using. So if you're using, like, if you're using the water and something's leaking, it'll tell you, like, oh, you're using 2.2 gallons per minute right now. And also for electricity, same thing. It will tell you how much current is flowing in your home. The whole idea of this
Sip, it's an app. These are engineering students. He's a little technical, but it's an app where you can keep up with how much of your utilities you're using, how that bill is, you know,
at any given moment
for your gas, electricity, or your water. And these engineering students at Prairie View won the $75,000 in scholarship.
So,
Raj.
So if a mom is working and the kids are at home and they're not supposed to be watching television or opening up that refrigerator door all the time, the mom can go on her app and she can see that her electricity is just going triple time while she's
right.
work, and they're not supposed to be using all that electricity.
Exactly. That's exactly what we are trying to aim for.
Congratulations, Fred. Now, Raj, Johnson C. Smith and Hampton were also represented. Hampton came in second, and they had a project dealing with the flooding situation in the Hampton Roads called I Rise.
Yes, they did. It was interesting because, as you mentioned, during the competition, I had no idea that there was flooding in that area either. And so to hear that we have this situation in other areas outside of New Orleans is very interesting and impactful.
Yeah. And so they won second place. How much money did they win, Raj?
They won $15,000 to implement their idea.
Now we had all of these projects on Black America Web for people to vote. And they voted pretty much the way the judges judged. They had Prairie View first and Hampton second. And
Johnson C. Smith
in Charlotte, they had an interesting concept. I liked it, too. You grow your own fish at home, and you filter the water so that you can also drink and bathe in the water.
Right, and you also have to have a root of a plant in it so that the fish could feed off of that. And that's how you kept the sustainability piece of it.
What a system.
I know.
It was a system. It was quite the system. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the challenge was to come up with something that helped the community and can sustain in the community. And these students, boy, they made me feel so proud being an HBCU supporter and HBCU graduate. Hampton, Prairie View, and Johnson C. Smith. Raj and Ford, Ford Fund, thank you so much for this. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you again.
And
yes,
congratulations, Fred. Fred, where do you go from here? Where do you go from here as an engineering student? I mean, this is just the beginning for you, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Finishing my school, And right now also with the project, also going to Habitat for Humanity, informing them that we won, that we can begin implementing our project in next month. We're probably going to, you know, start creating the meters in terms of, like, you know, in bulk, so we can start implementing them for the new homes at Habitat for Humanity.
Nice.
That was a nonprofit organization we're working with. Also trying to, you know, get more information on, you know, smart meters and on ways to improve. You know, like I mentioned during the presentation, we want to include shutoff valves at one point, and also we want to, like, you know, branch out not just in the greater Houston region, but all over the nation and maybe even the globe. So,
Fred,
you know,
I thought you were just going to say, I'm going to go hopefully get an interview with Ford. But
we got you, Fred. Come
Congratulations. That
Congratulations to the students from Prairie View, Hampton, and Johnson C. Smith. Congratulations.
That
is
awesome. It makes you feel good about our future, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I kind of teared up a little bit yesterday.